Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Welcome to part 2 of our conversation with Melinda Williams about escaping the dark. Is there ever a danger to that spirit or that soul if they stick around too long? Is there ever like let's say it's something like this where it doesn't get solved very quickly, but it's going to take, how many, murder investigations are out there that go on for years or just never get solved, but maybe the spirit's there and wants to see this through no matter what. Is there ever a danger of them staying around too long? Is there an expiration on getting to the light?
I have seen instances of where, like you said, a murder, and it's went on for years and years and years. And there's been a couple of times I have seen spirits that have stayed, and they get like darker, and it's like, then they start thinking darker things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and then if they're around the living, then I have seen the living start getting sick, and then they can't find reasons. And it's because of the spirit that decided to stay earthbound, and they've been earthbound forever. And it's like, they start just getting dark, and that puts off a negative energy, for a lack of a word, around the living. And so it's a lot like, I compare it to, like if you've got a dark shadow figure that is in a home, and that energy stays there. Well, over a period of time, that energy can start getting dark, and then they start being mischievous or that kind of thing. So that's why I'm very adamant about helping as many spirits as I can to go through the light.
Sure. And they can get mischievous and such, but can it turn into something evil, or can it turn into something where they can't get to the light, even if they did decide, okay, my time being mischievous, that was fun, now I'd like to move on? I mean, do you feel like that's ever something where it's gates are closed, sorry, you missed your window?
No, I mean, I'm going to bring in my Native American heritage into this. Okay, so in my Native American way, there is the Chinda. And that belief is that when someone passes, you got the good and you got the dark, because everyone has light and dark in them.
Sure.
And so when you pass, the dark side comes out. It separates from the good. Now, in my Native American belief, I have seen this happen where, the good does go to the light. The darkness that is refusing, then they remain earthbound. But a lot of times in that, it's more residual than anything. And I have dealt with residual, and I do feel it's part of the Chinda. And I think that, and I've helped those types of energies to cross through the light too. But at any time, people can, whether they have remained earthbound for so many years or whatever, they can go to the light. Even in dark entities, even demonics, if they so choose to go to the light, especially if they're demonic. I have had one demonic I dealt with that I got to go through the light. And there's just certain things the demonic's got to be saying as they're going through the light, because the creator, he does not turn away anyone. And so even demonics can go through the light if they so choose to.
Now, when you say demonics, are we talking about people who once walked this earth that would be considered evil? Or are we talking about something that never walked this earth that would be considered like a demonic entity?
There's been so much debate. And what I have experienced is, you know, I try to explain it as best as I can.
Okay.
I've had an experience where it was someone that had been human. But it's only been one time I have dealt with that. And I wouldn't per se they were demonic, but they were very close. And so, you know, I helped them to go through the light. On the other note, the true demonic is what I call them, true demonic. And that is someone that's never roamed the earth, you know, as far as a human. And so these are darker things that I feel is part of the world or the earth. And honestly, my belief is that these dark things have been brought on by us as humans for the all the dark stuff that happens here on Earth. And so, you know, with that, I have had one experience, and I was with a priest and a medicine man, and this was a true demonic, and we got it to cross through the light.
That's interesting. I think that's something, a first I've heard of something like that crossing into the light. Now, when it crosses into the light, are we talking like it's revoking its evilness?
Yes, yes. It's asking for forgiveness. And that's one of the main things is when it's going through the light, it's got to acknowledge that it had been dark and it had been this. And now it wants to be of the light energy. It wants to be forgiven for the things that it has done and, you know, all of this stuff. And I have seen it happen one time.
Let me ask you this, and it's, you know, obviously a very broad-based question, but we keep talking about going into the light. Once they get there, where are they going?
Oh, wow. Okay, so, you know, I had the near-death experience when I was younger. Well, when I was nearly 18, I gave birth to my son, and I got very sick, and I did pass then. And that's when I can remember the most of what heaven looks like. So basically, when this happened to me, I seen the light. There was an archangel standing there. It's Archangel Metatron. And he stands at the entrance to the light, and he beckons for you to come forth. And so then you start going through the light. As you're going through this light, you know, you start seeing like family members, you start seeing friends, you know, people that you were acquaintances with, anyone that had passed in, you know, while you were living, and if they were there already, then you will see them. Then you keep going through the light, and then it opens up into what I call the most beautiful place I had ever seen. It was very similar to Earth, but everything was more vibrant colors. The animals was what really got my attention, because I'm very big with animals. But there was no animals there that could harm like they are here on Earth. That is the other difference. And that I was standing there, and I was just in amazement looking around. And the first thing I heard a voice that told me it was not my time. And then I was like, but I don't want to leave. It is so peaceful. It is so loving here. And so when I turned slightly, I seen this like wall that I call it, but it was like a cloud, and it said Akashic Records. And this is where we go and we start looking at our last review. But there off of the Akashic Records was like a branch off, the way I seen it. And there was a door that said life review. There was a door that said hold. It was very weird. Once I came back to Earth, I finally figured it all out. And so basically, you know, the Akashic Records holds everything that we have done, you know, in past lives, all of that. Mm-hmm. The life review is where we go once we pass. We go to life review where we have to sit and we have to go through the life review of what we have done while we were alive, the things we shouldn't have done, the things we should have done this way. You know, you learn everything. And anything that you caused towards someone else, whether it was, you know, hurt, make them cry, make them laugh, whatever, all of that comes forth too. And then from that point, you come out of life review. And then you can, what I was seeing was some people were deciding to stay in heaven while others wanted to come back and be reborn into another family to live a different experience on this earth. And so then it was like the voice got louder and louder to get my attention. And they were like, you've got to go back. It's not your time. You've got too much to do there. And so it was like, I was just so torn. You know, yes, I wanted to come back. I just had a baby. But then on the other hand, it was so peaceful and loving, you know, because like here on earth, everybody's always arguing or whatever all the time. Nobody can get along. And it was just not like that there. I seen like past people that I knew that I had went to school with that had passed away. And, you know, and I seen them standing there and they were just all of peace and love. And, but I did come back and I'm glad I did, because then I understood a lot more about what heaven looks like. But there's layers in heaven. And when I say layers, you know, a lot of people, and you're going to laugh, Tony, because when I seen this, when I got back into my body and I realized that, I was like, I would love to tell those people in Tennessee, because what I seen is there's layers in heaven. And you know how there's in heaven and hell. I did not see a hell. What I seen was, you, it's like a, like I say, layers. And it's like at the darkest layer, which is very, it's very dark there and gloomy, and it was like for people that murdered or raped, you know, done the most hideous things while on earth. And you know, it just went up in levels. And so I was like, I don't understand, because, you know, it was always taught about heaven and hell.
Yeah.
And then what I view it as is hell is here on earth right now, where we are. This is hell.
Mm-hmm.
And once we pass, you know, you go to a certain level and then you can work your way up from those levels. But like if you're in the darkest level, it takes a long time to ever get to the next level. But say, you know, you're someone that maybe didn't do that bad while you was here on earth, you know, the negative things, you know, so it's easier for you to start coming and moving up. And once you're at the top level, it's just breathtaking.
And it's I make jokes. My joke would be the Scientology ladder. And you don't have to spend $300,000 to get to the top level. You just have to be a good person.
Exactly. That's it, Tony. That is it.
And there's no Xenu and volcanoes. You just have to not be an asshole.
Exactly.
But so if I'm understanding right, from the way that this works with your belief system, essentially is you get to the other side. Because I was trying to understand, okay, you know, past lives or people coming back again, you can enter and you can, you know, be here at introductory level, but wait, there's more if you say, okay, yeah, I have not been good, throw me back out there. If you keep improving and you keep improving and becoming a better person and being a better person to others, and you're more and more positive, when you come back again, now you're up a little bit. And you can say, okay, I'm good at medium level, but I want to get up here. Can you sit there for a while? Can you sit there for years and years and years and then decide, you know what, throw me back in. It's been fun here for however long I've been, but throw me back in. I want to try and get to the next one.
I what I sensed while I was there is yes. Some spirits decide to stay, and because they become spiritual guides.
Okay.
Or they become guardian angels. And so, you know, you're just around your loved ones here on earth and help them and you know, try to guide them on their path. So there's many things, you know, some spirits I've seen, they were like, how do I explain this? They were like over here to the side and they were like, you know, what I call a meeting, what it looked like to me. Mm-hmm. And it was like they were discussing about, you know, we've got to, like, say if there's a big gathering or say there's a disaster that happens here on Earth, like at 9/11, that was really fun.
Yeah.
The angels, once 9/11 happened, there was like a big bunch of angels that were surrounding the towers and surrounding, you know, where all of these things happened. So you can be one of those people that's there for disasters that happen on Earth.
This is an interesting question because this is what would go through my mind. And obviously I just want to hear what your thoughts are on it. If I were to die and let's say my daughter were young, you know, if she's older and has her life going, I think I could be easier to say I'm going to the light. But if she were still young, my idea would be I'm not going to the light. I'm going to hang out here until I know you're good and do whatever I can to help you. Is it more so a better thing? Go to the light and then you can decide and say, OK, I still want to go back and help her because now but I've gone to the light. Now I have more powers to do that. My gut instinct would be screw the light. I'll get there when I get there. But I'm just going to kind of keep hanging out here because that's what I would feel. I wouldn't know what was beyond the light. My instinct would be stick around because I can stay here. I know where I'm at versus go to the light. And I don't know how that all works on the other side.
Right. And that is a lot of what I see is because people, once they have passed and then, you know, like you said, you have a child or something and you don't want to leave them.
Yeah.
And so it's one of the things that, I guess whenever it happened to me, and, you know, and I just had my little boy,
yeah.
and I was like torn, but then the light, I'm a very big faith believer. I'm very big with faith. Mm-hmm. That is like my word.
Sure.
And so, I just thought, okay, I remember I kept seeing the light. I kept seeing the light. So I've got to go through it because then If this is the finalization of my life, then I know if I go through the light, then I can return and I can return as an angel and I can do more to help my son. And so that's what was in my head. But most people, like you said,
yeah.
They don't think of it or look at it or see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is one of the things that happens is because, you know, they're like, no, I don't know. What if I can't come back? Yeah. What if? And that's where this lies, basically.
That makes a lot of sense. That's really interesting. I mean, that's something that I think most people would think that way if they have a dependent or somebody that they want to stay close to, whether it's a child or a spouse or something that they're going to, you know, want to be there. But
right.
But then that's where the human interaction comes in saying, go to the light. It'll be good. And then that essentially kind of gives you, I mean, for lack of better terms, more powers to do that good, to be
right.
That helpful person than you would have if you're just kind of wandering around in that that spirit sense that you were right after you passed.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you know, that's where this rescue mediumship comes in, because if I can sit there and talk with them, I can get them to understand. If you go through the light, then you can come back. It's not that you can't come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're going to be coming back in a better form and you will have better ways to help, you know, your wife or, you know, whatever the situation. And so once I can get them to understand that, then most of the time they do go through the light.
That's interesting. I've never had that explained in that sort of a way, but that really does make a lot of sense. That is very, very interesting, Melinda. I think
that's what I've dealt with. So
yeah, no, this has been such a compelling interview, and there's so many other things I wanted to talk about too, but we're running out of time today. But I would love to have you back on again. This has been so interesting. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Well, Tony, it was an honor. And of course, you know, anytime, just, you know, we can make up a time that's good for both of us. And you know, I can come back on if you would like for me to. And because, you know, I've just, everybody that's ever interviewed me said, you have got so much stuff to talk about. And I'm like, well, you know, this has been my life. So, but yes, it was an honor. And thank you for having me on here.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Melinda Williams about escaping the dark. Thank you for listening, supporting our program, and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know that moment when you're in your stylist chair and you're describing your dream hair like it's a Pinterest board come to life, but you have zero idea how to make it happen at home? That is my Roman Empire. But Amiga totally gets it. Their clean, vegan, cruelty-free, clinically proven formulas are why stylists swear by them. I'm obsessed with the Wizard Detangling Primer. It's like a magic spell for my hair. For a limited time, save 15% off your order with code FAMOUS15 on loveamika.com. Restrictions may apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.